I'm not in a good mood. So, I just came back from work, but I'm just not. I'm going to be a little disoriented, but it's just very frustrating because last night was a professional wrestling event that, I help people, I help people get to their seats and stuff, try to get them situated and go to where they need to go to. And granted, I stayed at the show a little bit late, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to train ease so I can like kind of just sort of hang out and talk to the wrestlers and interact with the wrestlers and stuff. And it's always good to kind of interact with the wrestlers and have them know who I am. You know what I mean? Because like they're, it's cool to be able to say, I at least talked to these guys. You know what I mean? Because at some point, these guys are going to, some of these guys, they're going to be like, they're going to become like, bigger deals. You know what I mean? They're going to become like borderline superhumans, some of them. And, I want to be able to say, yeah, we spoke a few times, we hung out a few times, we interacted with each other a few times, and I want that to, I want that to mean something. And I feel like it does. So sometimes I tend to stick around at the show a little bit later than I should. And, so I stuck around until like maybe 12 o'clock to 12, I want to say what, 12 p.m. So between 12 p.m. and between 12 p.m., if not maybe a little bit of, if not maybe like a little bit before that, and 7 a.m., somebody broke into my car and just stole a handful of knickknacks out of my car. And to put this in perspective, they when I say, and it's like the thing that really kind of annoys me is that like I feel like it's mostly my fault. I feel like I left my door open. You know what I mean? And somebody just got in there and just did whatever it is that they do. And it really kind of frustrates me because like this is something that is like it feels like it's my fault because there's no broken glass and only certain things got stolen out of my car. Like to put it like okay, so there is a what's what I'm looking for? There's a like for example, I had a lanyard that I used for work. I had a lanyard that I used for work that I had a mask that I also used for work. And they took one of my knee pads and they took they took my wrestling boots. And the thing that really kind of hurts me the most about my is that one hurt me a little bit. They took my wrestling boots because for a long time, like the I haven't been able to wrestle, I haven't been able to go to training because of I haven't been able to go to training because I've been sick and I don't have the money to go. For those who don't know, it costs money to go to training. So, it's just more along the lines of I kind of, I haven't been able to go. So, but like, thankfully, the guy who runs the company, he understands my financial troubles and he was like, you can still come by. You know what I mean? You won't be able to do as much as you want to, but you can still, at the very least, show up. So I was very appreciative of that. You know, it was very he didn't have to do that, and he didn't have to do that, but he did, and I really appreciate it. So, I've been, like I said, I've been sick. I didn't have anybody, and knowing that somebody took my wrestling boots, you know what I mean? Because it's like now I'm getting better, I'm feeling better. And like I'm hoping that my money will actually get a little bit, start piling up a little bit more. But now I don't have my shoes because somebody got in my car and took my shoes. Like these are wrestling boots. They're not exactly, these are wrestling shoes. They're not exactly like top of the line. They don't look spectacular. They're not exactly, they don't look like anything that you could like do a sport in outside of wrestling. And they took that from me. Yeah, that hurt. And the irony is, I got it taken. I probably most likely got it taken from me while helping with a wrestling show. You know what I mean? So it's like, here I am helping with the wrestling show, and somebody probably might have gotten my car and stole my wrestling boots while I was helping with the wrestling show. That hurts, man. Moving forward, though, I get into a lot of arguments on. I've been getting into a lot of arguments online with white supremacists lately. And, like, fun fact, if you go on TikTok and just basically say that white supremacists are trash, they will genuinely, like, be offended by it to a point where they will be offended enough by it to actually respond to it in almost the exact same way. One thing that they love to do, and this is their favorite catchphrase, is, well, the black people are just as bad. So from that reaction and that statement, I already know three things about these people. Anybody who reacts that way immediately to that statement, like if I say white supremacy is bad, and the first thing that you say is, well, black people are bad too, I already know like a handful of things about you. Thing number one, sorry about the sound. Sorry about that sound. That was a little commercial thing. Thing number one, you're racist, like super racist. Thing number two, you feel like white supremacy should be defended. Thing number three, you're not smart. And the reason how I know that you are, well, first off, the reason how I know that you're racist is because if I say white supremacist and all you hear is the word white and you just immediately assume that I'm talking about white people, you're pretty racist. And because like you can't just hear the word white and white supremacist and immediately assume that I'm talking about white people. Although I will meet you halfway on this, because black people do tend to say them white folks and white people all the time. So it's very easy to get upset about that. It's like, well, they always talking about us. They always talking about white people. And it's like, you're right. You're right. That is a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I will, like I said, halfway met. And there's definitely a bit of a, you know, I can get that. But it still doesn't necessarily mean that, doesn't make it any less true, though. But that's one of the reasons why I don't say white people anymore. I actually had to unteach myself this habit, because I used to do that stuff and I stopped. And then I realized not every white person is racist and not every white supremacist is white. That's why I say white supremacist, because rather than blame people, I blame the ideology. I blame the actual perspective, because it makes more sense to do that. But like with these people, they hear the word white and they immediately get like super triggered to a point where they're just like, they just immediately get like super triggered and like, what do you mean white? Black is bad too. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, to bring me to my other thing, because like anybody can be a white supremacist. That's another thing too. Anybody can be a white supremacist. And, you know, like, because white supremacy is a belief. It's a hierarchy. It's a belief that there should be people at the top and people at the bottom. And the people who are at the top should be, like, deified. And the people who are at the bottom should be mistreated. And the mistreatment should be justified because, well, we don't see them as people because they're not people. You know, and it's like, that's white supremacy. You know what I mean? The belief that people who are at the top should just be treated like gods, whereas people who are at the bottom should be treated like animals. It's like, that's not something that you should want to do to another person, but these people want to do it to everybody else. And the reason why it's white supremacy is because the belief is that like the people who should be at the top are white people. That's their perspective. Their perspective is that like the people who should be at the top being deified and being treated like they're, you know, so great and everything are white people. And it's like, no, that should not be the case. That should most certainly not be the case, because you guys don't deserve that high of an honor. If there is, there should be a social hierarchy at all. But if there is, but there should be a social hierarchy, it should be you guys at the top. Y'all are the most incompetent. You know what I'm saying? But they're like, no, you know, like, and you could tell because look at how they depict Jesus. Look at how they depict God. Look at how they depict, you know, like people you're supposed to worship that all look like white dudes. And that's not like, if that's not white supremacy, I don't know what is, right? And there's people who aren't even white who follow this perspective. Is like, yeah, everybody should follow what this guy is saying. Point number two. You believe that white supremacy should be defended. Like, if I say white supremacy is bad and then you go back to black people are bad, you're trying to change the subject. You're trying to make a discussion. You're trying to make the discussion about race rather than about an ideology that's actively hurting people. You're trying to make the conversation about, you're trying to make me defend black people so I can avoid talking about white supremacists. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not just going to, you know, avoid talking about white supremacists, because if you avoid the problem, then you're basically normalizing the problem. And I'm not trying to normalize the problem. I go through my whole day basically saying this is not normal all the time, because there's some things that happen that just shouldn't be happening. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. There's some things in this world that I just believe that shouldn't be happening. And the fact that we're just sort of okay with it is questionable. So it's like, you know, I'm not over on trying to normalize white supremacy. And the problem is that, like, that's kind of what is trying to be done here. And I don't approve of that. I don't think that that's good. I don't think that that's helpful. I don't think that's beneficial. I don't think that people, white supremacists can't tell you why they benefit from it, but they'll defend it to the bitter end, man. And it's like, the whole thing is that, like, the other guys are, you know, we're better than the other guys. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you can't say you're better than the other guys and not exactly explain how. Because you can't just say we're just better. Because the only people who's going to fall for that are stupid people. Oh, right. More stupid people. Thing number three, you're not that smart. Once again, like you can't even explain to me why, you know, if you can't explain to me what's good about white supremacy, then you can't really, like, all you can do is change the subject. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to meet you halfway. I'm going to agree that black people, that there are some black people that partake in white supremacy. But you can't tell me why white supremacy is good, though. Let me explain. Like I said, you know, I believe that if a black person commits a crime against another black person, they're a white supremacist. They're partaking in white supremacy, because think about it real quick. If a black person does anything messed up to another black person, what makes them different from the white people who used to do it back in the day? You see what I'm saying? It's like, all it is just white, like, all being a gangster is, to me, is just white supremacy and blackface. And the big reason why I'm saying that is ultimately because, like, bro, I really just got robbed for no reason other than I got robbed, bro. Like, of course I'm going to be angry about it. You know, these dudes, like, basically just said, we're going to make this dude's life miserable for no reason. And it's like, dude, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's exactly what racists used to do back in the day to us. Like, you're helping their cause. Because the first thing they're going to say is, well, like, we're not the bad guys. You guys do it to each other, so there's no point in getting mad at us. And I'm just like, yeah, there is. As a matter of fact, it's an even bigger point to get mad at you guys, because if your reason towards harassing us is that we harass each other, you have basically just admitted that you're the guy who will watch two lesbians kiss and try to join in. You know, you're that guy. You're a terrible person. It's like, whatever issue you may have with what's going on, you shouldn't incorporate yourself into it just because you feel like you're entitled to do so. And the problem is that these people, I mean, these people are the most entitled people probably on the planet. I just don't like the fact that it's like, you know, black people don't have to be white supremacists. And yet here they are partaking in white supremacy. And it's like, you really don't have to be this way, man. Needless to say, I hate the hood. I hate the hood. I hate being a gangster. I hate the idea. I hate the idea of committing crimes, you know what I'm saying, against your own people. I don't like that. Because of the fact that you have to really be like, you have to be a special kind of evil to just, you know, like, first off, we all broke. We all miserable. We all just trying to survive out here. And you're decided to just sort of make life miserable for another human being for no reason. Like, you're basically a cop at that point. Speaking of cops, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I can't call the cops and be like, hey, my car got broken into. I mean, what are they going to do, right? I'm just really bummed out that it's like, because I really, you know, like I can't just buy more boots, you know? I can't just buy more wrestling shoes because I don't have money. Just hurts, man. Like I said, I hate the hood, though, man. I never really was a big fan of the hood. Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, gang culture and stuff like that. Because, once again, it's like, why are you hurting another black person? Like, why are you doing this? What about this is fun for you? What about this is supposed to be fun for you? It's like, how is this not white supremacy, you know? I'm getting tired. I'm going to call it a night early.